You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are speaking with Rhonda Moray, the founder and president of the Elevated Plus and Elevate for Her Companies, which provides professional development training programs in areas including negotiations, diversity and inclusion, leadership, and personal branding. Rhonda, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here. I really have enjoyed listening to your show in the past, so I'm honored to be one of your guests.
And Rhonda, we're certainly honored to have you with us as well and really appreciate your support as well. So for starters, tell us, what exactly is personal branding? We hear it from time to time on the program, but what's your take on personal branding?
Well, personal branding is, you're absolutely right. Sometimes there's some questions as to exactly what it is and why it's important. But really what I do is when I'm working with a client and that question comes up, as I explain it very simply, it's no different than, say, corporate branding. So with a Nike or a Starbucks or an Amazon, whenever we hear those really iconic brands, a perception immediately jumps in one's head. So you know exactly what the brand is, what the brand stands for, and what they're all about. And so personal branding just takes a lot of those strategies that we see on a corporate level and transfers it over to someone on a professional level.
And a fantastic explanation. Thanks for that. Now share with us how you became an expert in the personal branding space.
Well, actually, branding is really something that, number one, I fell into. My first job out of college was at a large ad agency in Los Angeles. And very quickly, once I started working there, I realized, okay, this is what I was meant to be doing with my life. So I spent some time there at the ad agency. And over the course of several years, I've worked with some pretty high profile brands, including Nike Golf, PGA Tour, Universal Studios, Subway. And then I've worked with some really high-profile personalities as well. So best-selling author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Robert Kiyosaki. I worked for Robert for about 2 years. I've done work with Billie Jean King, Tiger Woods, and I even worked on a project with Donald Trump.
And you got to love that. Quite impressive as well. Now, do all business professionals need to establish a personal brand, or is this something which is really just for business owners or those who hold really high profile titles or jobs?
You know what? That's a great question. And one, again, that we get quite a bit. But really, when you take a step back, you can use the term or swap out the term personal branding for reputation management. So really, what do you want a person to think about when they think of you and your work? And obviously, that applies to everyone. So whether you're at a more entry-level role within your life, or whether you're working in the C-suite, whether you own a business or working for someone else, we all want to have a great reputation. We want to help, whether it's our boss or our clients or the organization that we work for those individuals to realize, okay, when they think of Rhonda, they think, okay, great reputation, expert in the space, and reliable and professional. So those are the ways that we see utilizing personal branding on multiple levels throughout the course of your career, really.
Now, of course, we mentioned personal branding earlier. Is personal branding really that different from branding for products or services? Of course, we all look at Nike, Coke, and Amazon as being branding experts. Tell us, is personal branding in any way similar to the branding conducted by these business titans?
And it's, you're absolutely right. So the same process that I would go through when I was working on, say, the Nike Golf account, is the same process that I would use when I'm coaching or conducting programs for whether it's entrepreneurs, small business owners, or individuals that work for companies. It's really a process, it's a system, and it's a step-by-step approach to identifying what you want that personal brand to look like, convey, and really stand for.
Really some great information here today, and really appreciate the focus on branding. Today we're joined by Rhonda Murray, founder and president of the Elevated Plus and Elevate for Her companies, which provide professional development training programs in areas including negotiations, diversity and inclusion, leadership, and personal branding here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Rhonda, what would be an example of an individual who has effectively branded themselves?
Yeah, and for a great example, one that I've shared quite often in the past is of a gentleman by the name of Alfred Nobel, or Nobel. And what Alfred had done, he was an inventor, and he had invented detonators, and he had invented various dynamite devices. So pretty destructive type inventions, ones that were, you know, possibly needed at the time, but that's what he was known for. So he had invented those things, made a ton of money for it, and felt, you know, like, yeah, I've built these products and put my name, and so that's my brand. Well, his brother ended up dying, and for some reason, the newspapers thought it was Alfred had died, and he read in the paper his like obit that said, yeah, he was the person that developed these really destructive inventions, and he was a killer of sorts. And when he saw that, he was just devastated, and he felt like, I don't want that to be my legacy. I don't want to feel like that is all I'm contributing while I'm here on earth. So he struck out on his own personal branding, venture. And I'm sure if you put two and two together, Alfred, the Nobel Peace Prize. So we started the Peace Prizes. And so now today we have, many people don't know about the backstory there, but when we think of his legacy, we think, oh, he was this person that was an advocate for peace and unity and just all these wonderful things. So that's a really interesting example of exactly how someone was able to brand. And in his case, he really rebranded how he was perceived, you know, while he was still on earth, and then, you know, years and years later.
And that's certainly a great example, and that should inspire and motivate a few people in the area of personal branding. Now, what are a few of the top personal branding strategies that you would recommend, and where do we start?
Well, there's definitely steps and strategies, and it's, like I said earlier, it's a process. And some of the steps, a lot of it is soul searching and really giving some thought to, hey, how do I want to present myself to the world? What do I want to be known for? What do I really stand for? And sometimes that takes some work, just thinking through some of those things. And because obviously those are big pictures thinking. But from that point, then you start putting some putting the pen to paper and identifying things such as knowing who you really are and who you aren't. One thing that you don't want to do is with your branding is be anything outside of your authentic self. So it's important to really understand, okay, this is who I am. This is what I stand for. The other thing that I always like to help people work through is finding their sizzle. You know, each person should really find their sizzle and find out how are they different. How are they slightly better than, say, someone else in the workplace that they might be vying for a job against, or offer something in terms of a product or service to their clients? So really finding that sizzle, what makes you unique. Sometimes you hear the term value proposition. Those are all things that would fall underneath the umbrella of your personal brand. And then also, lastly, we want to be able to clearly articulate your value. So that, again, and that's an area that we spend a fair amount of time with our clients on, is really getting down in a concise, succinct way. So you can articulate who you are, what your values are, and what you stand for.
Yeah, what we believe and what we stand for are certainly important factors in personal branding, no doubt. Now, with personal branding, does one need to retain someone to build their brand for them, or is this something that one could do on their own?
I think you can do this on your own. It depends on what your objectives are and where you want to go with it. For some individuals, we do a lot of work with small business owners and entrepreneurs, and those are the individuals that I would really encourage to seek out some professional help. There's, you can hire someone like myself, or you can go online. There's several different online courses and so forth, but I think just soliciting some professional help or assistance would be important. But let's say you're still at that entry level within your career, and you're still trying to sort through exactly who you are and what you want to be and what area you want to work in. I would definitely, there's several really good books out on the market, whether you order something from Amazon, download it from Audible. Those are great resources where you can start getting familiar with the topic and understanding it. And then at that point, you can make that decision. Yeah, I should hire someone to help me sort through this, or if you're comfortable doing it. Most often, people with a marketing background, they understand it and they do it on their own. But say if you've been in finance or accounting or one of these other areas that maybe those terms like value proposition and sizzle and some of those other terms, they're just not within your brand dialogue, you might want to look for outside help with that.
Yeah, that does make a lot of sense. Lastly, what are a few practical strategies an individual could use in order to start developing their personal branding?
Well, I think we have developed a what we call empowerment plan. And we have a link on our website. It's completely free, but it's a document that helps you, again, just start thinking through some of those strategies in terms of who you are and putting yourself in some uncomfortable situations in terms of taking steps to advance your career and so forth. So this, with this empowerment plan, it's a step-by-step process, and we identify things such as basic as developing your personal mantra. So you start with these baby steps and they all come together. And at the end, you're developing your own personal brand.
Rhonda, fabulous information. And we certainly have appreciated your joining us here today on the program. I'm sure listeners want to know where they could get further information on Elevated Plus and Elevate for her companies. Where's the best place to go online and get further details and also to be in contact as well?
Yeah, that would be awesome. And I would welcome speaking to any of your listeners. Our website is Elevate for Her, so www.elevateforher.com. And then if you'd like to shoot me an email, you could send that to info@elevateforher.com. And love to speak to your listeners. We have a 15-minute complimentary consult that we run through a few questions and do a quick assessment. Get an idea if our services might be a good match for what that individual might be looking to achieve.
Rhonda, all the best. And again, thanks so much for the information today and for joining us here on Enterprise Radio. Certainly look forward to our next conversation.
Eric, it's been great. Thanks so much. You have a good one.
And you as well. We have been speaking with Rhonda Moray, the founder and president of the Elevated Plus and Elevate for Her companies, which provides professional development training programs in areas including negotiations, diversity and inclusion, leadership, and personal branding. And for further details, simply visit ElevateForHer.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at enterprisepodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.